Philadelphia can thank immigrants for reversing decades of population decline. That's according to new research from the Pew Charitable Trust's Philadelphia Research Initiative. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has more on who's coming to our region and how Philadelphia stacks up against other major American cities when it comes to immigration.
Philadelphia wasn't always a big destination for immigrants.
The nation as a whole, the country as a whole, started seeing big increases in immigration starting around in the 70s.
That's report author Tom Ginsberg.
And Philly was not a part of that. It was tagged kind of a low immigration metro area.
He says in the 90s, that started to change. Fast forward to 2016, the most recent year census data are available, and about a quarter of Philadelphia residents are first or second generation immigrants. Nearly 400,000 people. Ginsberg says starting that same year, Philadelphia hit the highest number of immigrants it's had in any time since 1950. But that growth just puts it among the ranks of other big U.S. metro areas in terms of attracting immigrants.
In a sense, it's now catching up with other big cities instead of falling behind them.
The single largest group of Philadelphia residents born in another country are from China. Researchers also found that people moving to Philadelphia come from a notably wide range of countries. The fastest growing group are African immigrants. Eric Eddy, the chief operating officer of AFRICOM, a local social service group, says that's a good thing.
Well, as an African immigrant myself, I would say that yes, it is. In terms of vibrancy, in terms of visibility in the social economic fabric, of Philadelphia, I have seen that coming. So it's a good thing.
He says while places like Washington, D.C. and New York City still have much larger African immigrant populations, he's glad Philly is on more immigrants' radars. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.